waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, April 23rd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be taking a look at a lot of news that broke over the weekend. And, of course, on Friday, we had the lawsuit that was filed by the DNC. And it's not only a frivolous lawsuit, but I think it shows a pattern of behavior by the Democrats to try to gain in the courts and with their politically connected judges, biased judges, what they cannot gain in at the ballot box. What they cannot get with their investigation. This is a desperate effort by the Democrats to raise money. Folks, they are millions in debt. $6 million in debt right now, the DNC. The Republican Party, I think, the Republican National Committee is, plus $49 million with no debt. But don't worry, because George Soros is going to step in. George Soros has been funding lawsuits on one type of issue after the other. Throughout the country. And so we're going to talk about their strategy of how they're just going to use judges to get what they want. They're going to set the districts with judges instead of with legislatures. They're going to shut down voter ID laws. You know, it was 2 years ago, before the last election that, George Soros said he was going to add 10 million voters. He was going to get full voter ID for illegal aliens. We're also going to talk about Earth Day. We'll do a post-mortem on it. today is the day that the earth was supposed to end, according to a false Christian prophet who has predicted this over and over again. Kind of like the Earth Day religion, where they have predicted the demise of the world over and over again. And no matter how many times they're wrong, and no matter how many times they're deeply wrong, just like this Christian pastor, they keep getting attention. But of course, people give him attention because they want to try to discredit Christianity. The people who give Earth Day and this alarmism of the environment credibility are trying to destroy your sovereignty, the way that you live your life. They've got a political agenda that they're using that for. So we're going to do a postmortem on Earth Day, which happened yesterday. We're also going to talk about gender censors in the news. We had Mark Dice shut down by Twitter because he had the audacity to say that there's only two genders. They demanded that he delete that tweet that he put out. We're going to take a look at that as well. And Mitt Romney had a very interesting weekend. We'll take a look at what happened with Mitt Romney. He's now going to have to go to the primary. He thought he could win this all with a charm and dollar offensive at the Utah convention so that he wouldn't have to go to a primary. That didn't happen. And one of the things that may be dragging him down, besides being a carpetbagger, this guy who lived all of his life in Massachusetts, but of course in Massachusetts, he couldn't get elected dog catcher anymore. So he's going to Utah and hoping that he can fool the conservatives there. Liberals and conservatives don't like Mitt Romney for good reason. But Mitt Romney is putting himself out there as the never Trumper. So we'll be taking a look at that as well as the concentration of wealth. I'm going to call this segment All the Money in the World. As they point out, in one of the news headlines today, in just a few years, most of the world's wealth, well over half of the world's wealth, is going to be owned by the 1%. This is something that is rapidly accelerating because of the concentration of wealth is being driven by the concentration of technology. And that is a bad thing for us, both in terms of political issues as well as economic issues. The concentration of power by the government because of technology, what Eisenhower warned us about a very long time ago, not just the military-industrial complex, but also the universities and academia and science, that the government would take over all of those areas and that they would use that to essentially control all technology. And by using technology, they can exercise more control over the population than any government has in the past. As William Binney said, what we currently have is far worse than anything that was possessed by the East German Stasi secret police. And he knows. He monitored them for decades. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, April 23rd, 2018. We're going to be looking at the postmortem of Earth Day. And, of course, this is a day that was predicted, a week or two ago. The false Christian prophet came out and said, oh, the world's going to end on April the 23rd. So here we are. Here we are. And Earth Day has been, the Earth Day false prophets have been saying the world is going to end since 1970. But they are, still have people who believe them. No matter how many times they've been disproven, they still have people who believe them. We're going to take a look at the gender censors coming out and throwing people out of classrooms because they have the audacity to say that there's only two genders. Throwing Mark Dice off of Twitter because he had the audacity to say that there's only two genders. Twitter demanding that he take that down. Oh, they're going to leave him off. So we'll get an update on that. We had Mitt Romney not winning the nomination this weekend. Of course, he's not out, unfortunately. He's still going to be able to go to the primary, but he was hoping that he could wrap that up by buying the delegates at the convention. Didn't happen. He didn't even come in first place. I think he came in second place at the convention. You had to get something like 60% of the votes in order to win. And so we're going to talk about what's going on with that politically. And we're going to talk about what's going on with North Korea. Some very positive developments there. The DNC has filed another frivolous lawsuit, part of their vast right-wing conspiracy ideas. But let me tell you what the conspiracy is. The conspiracy is to use judges, lawyers, lawsuits, just as they're trying to use against InfoWars to shut down this operation. They're slamming us with slap lawsuits. They are also trying to do the same thing. They see that this isn't going to go anywhere with Mueller. So it's not a witch hunt. This is a wish hunt. And they just might get more than they bargained for, because both Roger Stone and WikiLeaks, who are involved in this vast right-wing conspiracy lawsuit, have said, it's going to be fun to do discovery. It's going to be fun. Maybe we can get a look at those servers that they keep telling the FBI, go away, you can't see these servers. And the FBI says, oh, yes, okay, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for asking. I mean, is that the way that you see the FBI operate? Over the weekend, I watched Molly's Game, which was about Molly Bloom, a skier who turned into an organizer of gambling casinos. Had a lot of really high-profile people in Hollywood, then eventually moved to New York. Got a lot of high-profile Russian mobsters. That's what got her in trouble. But when the FBI comes in to take a look at her stuff, they come in full force with a SWAT team, just like they did against Paul Manafort, just like they do against everybody except for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. So this lawsuit may be able to get some information. They may be able to go where the FBI fears to tread, and that is to tread on the toes of the Democrat politicians. But let's first take a look, before we get to that news, at the naked aggression that we saw over the weekend at the Waffle House. We've now got the naked killer on the loose still as we go to the broadcast here. A nude gunman killed four people at a Waffle House in Nashville. Broke in at 3:25 in the morning in a suburb of Nashville. He opened fire with a semi-automatic weapon. Two people were wounded, as well as four people killed. This is a 29-year-old Travis Reinking from Illinois who's moved to the Nashville area. And he was stopped by a guy who ran out. He got grazed by a bullet. He was hiding in a restroom watching what was happening until the guy had to stop and reload. At that point, he ran out because he said, I'm not going to let him just kill me. I'm going to do something about it. And so this hero stopped him. He grabbed the gun. If you look at the picture, you can see that his hand is severely bandaged because he grabbed the barrel, severely burnt his hand, but he ripped the gun out of the guy's hand and shoved him out the door. And the guy who was naked just kind of drifted off, and he's still at large. And they're concerned that he may have some additional guns. But let's get a video clip about James Shaw Jr., the hero who took the gun away.
If it was going to come down to it, he was going to have to work to kill me. So at the time that he was either there reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened is when I ran through the swivel door. I hit him with the swivel door, and then the gun was kind of jammed up and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling. And I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him and I threw it over the countertop. And then after that, I was trying to get out the door, and I think he was pretty much in the entrance way, so I just took him out with me, out of the entrance and all the way outside. It wasn't really a process of thinking. It was more so of a now. You have to do this now, or it's not going to be. If I let him load that weapon, it wasn't going to be another window. It wasn't going to be another chance. It was pretty much like shooting fish in a barrel, because literally it was pretty much like this, a brick wall behind us, and it was nowhere to go.
And, you know, one of the things that he said, don't call me a hero. He says, I don't know when everybody's talking about being a hero. It feels selfish. I was just trying to get myself out, trying to save himself. And when we talked about the school shooting and whether or not we should have teachers who are armed inside the school, understand that we call people heroes who put their lives at risk when their lives are not at risk. They put their lives at risk to save other people. And so in a sense, what he did was brave. It was heroic. He was, he didn't cower in the corner just waiting to be killed. And so from that standpoint, he was heroic. But when we talk about heroes, we talk about people who are in the military, people who are in law enforcement who put their lives at risk in order to save other people. When they hear the gunshots, they run toward the gunshots instead of away from them. That is an act of heroism. But if you are cornered in a Waffle House or you're cornered in a schoolroom and somebody comes in and they're shooting and you know that you're going to be killed, and if you try to use everything that you have at your disposal to stop them from killing you, to stop them from killing the other people that are right there that you know. And so we have people who in the past, I mean, we had the coach who interposed himself between the shooter and the gun and the students at Parkland. He was killed. He may have been trying to just shield them with his body, or may have been trying to take the gun away. I'm not sure. There's been other instances of people that I've known of growing up in Florida. One incident, a guy was killed because he took a bullet for his girlfriend. Just stood in front, took a bullet. And so you have situations like that where people act sacrificially, but you want to arm teachers for this very reason. What we just saw with this hero, Mr. Shaw, the fact that you're going to have people who are in the situation try to defend themselves, try to defend their lives, try to defend other people, and you want them to have as much of a chance as possible. To not have them disarmed, not to take away their guns, not to take away their knives. But that, of course, is happening as well. Going back to the Waffle House situation, he is now at large. They say after he fled the scene of the shooting completely naked, the police believe he went to his apartment, put on a pair of pants, and may have escaped into the woods. Now, I think what we're going to find with this guy is that this is a guy who's also been at the White House. And also, had his guns initially taken away because he went to the White House to meet President Trump. He tried to cross the security barrier at the White House back in July. They took away his guns and they put him on a list. However, they gave the guns back to his father. And the father said that he gave them back to his son. So they confiscated his guns. They revoked his firearms license. But see, there's a number of ways that you can get that. That's not finished, is it? Not finished. So no matter what we do with this, people who are criminals, people who are crazy, are going to find a way to get guns. Even if his father hadn't given him back to them, I think that he still would have found a way to do this. The question is, was this guy evaluated for mental illness? If he was evaluated for mental illness, did they put him on SSRIs? Did he maintain the dosage, or did he raise or lower it a little bit, which can cause one of these types of instances if you modify the dosage? Many times when you isolate people for mental illness, the prescription that you give them actually exacerbates the condition, especially with SSRIs. We'll be right back.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's MycoZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in MycoZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
this Waffle House naked shooter also thought that Taylor Swift was hacking his phone. I don't know, maybe every time you turn on his phone, there would be a Taylor Swift song playing. I don't know. But the bottom line is, clearly this guy is insane. Absolutely insane. Having gone to the White House last year, I said, oh, I've got to see President Trump. You know, just let me in. That type of thing. Had his guns taken away. They were eventually given to his father, who gave them back to him. But this guy had severe mental issues. Still does. He's on, still at large. And the question that I don't think you're going to see anybody talking about was, how was he being treated? Was he on SSRIs? As we have seen so many times, SSRIs can severely exacerbate mental illness behind many murder, suicide, mass shooting events, as well as even hostage situations that aren't frequently reported like this. And all it takes is a little bit of variation in the medication. If somebody is on the medication, they forget to take it, it can trigger an event with somebody who is already predisposed to this. So that is the thing that you're not going to hear them talking about. They may talk about guns, and we're going to talk about guns right now as well. The question is, as we look at this hero who stopped him barehanded, glad that the gun jammed, apparently. I doubt it was out of bullets. I don't know, may have been out of bullets. He said out of bullets or jammed, but then he said he thought that it jammed. Probably did jam, and he was able to take it away from him. But the question is, should we have a right to self-defense? This is an issue that is before many people. It's an issue in London, as we see this murder spree happening in the capital there with knives and with scissors and with whatever they can use. Gun or cars or even guns. There's a lot of shootings that have been happening in London as well. Of course, guns have been banned. Now they've banned knives. That's not the problem. That's not going to solve it. People kill people, not the implements. Whether it is cars or bombs or knives or machetes or guns, you can't solve this problem by banning the implements there. And then there's another side to this that is never talked about. I've mentioned it a couple of times, how my grandfather stopped someone who was there to kill him. Had already had a situation like that happen with his brother-in-law. The two of them would collect rent every Friday. They would collect it back in the 1920s. And they would collect the rent by cash. And so they had a route. They had a set time. Very dangerous thing to do that. And his brother-in-law was killed. The police never found the body. He was the one who found the body stuffed in the back of the trunk of the car. And then he came back a few weeks later and he saw a guy waiting for him in the back seat of the car. He pulled the gun out and said, if I ever see you again, I'm going to shoot first. And he always carried a gun with him. Those are the days when we had a constitution. And that's all he needed, to carry a gun. He carried a gun as he was a streetcar conductor. He carried a gun when he was doing that route. He always carried a gun. He carried it concealed. And it saved his life. And he's not the only one. An unpublished CDC study confirms over 2 million annual defensive gun uses. This is a story from Breitbart. The CDC collected all of this information and did a study on it back in the 1990s, 1996, 1997, 1998. They did a study on how many times people had defended themselves with gun use. They call it DGUs, defensive gun use, DGUs. And they conducted a massive study, and it didn't give them the answer that they wanted. It turned out that people were using guns defensively quite a bit and using them in a way like my grandfather did, that somebody didn't get killed or shot. And when they got that information, they suppressed that information. And so there's a Florida State University criminologist, Gary Kleck, who since the 1990s has said that there was a minimum of 760,000 DGUs, defensive gun uses, annually. But he said, and the people that worked with him on the research said, we think that that is a minimum. We think it is more like 2.5 million. They were able to go back and get the information from the CDC. And this is what they found. In 1996, 97, 98, the CDC conducted large-scale national surveys asking about defensive gun use. They never released the findings. They never even acknowledged that they'd had a study on the topic. He said, I obtained the unpublished raw data and computed the prevalence of DGUs, defensive gun use. The CDC's findings indicated an average of 2.46 million U.S. adults. See, he said, I think that it's a minimum of 760,000, but more likely 2.5 million. Well, it turned out to be 2.46 million. He was pretty spot on. U.S. adults used a gun for self-defense in each of the years, 96 through 98, almost exactly confirming the estimate that we had in 1995, he said. So why would they suppress this? On April the 20th, last Friday, Reason magazine quoted it, and he said that the figure implies that guns were used defensively by victims about 3.6 times as often as they were used offensively by criminals. That's why the CDC didn't talk about this. Because they're trying to turn gun control into a medical issue. And if you go out and do a study, and that was part of it, they wanted, it's kind of like what they did with climate change. We're going to be talking about Earth Day, postmortem, today as well. But when you go out and do a study, and it turns out that the study doesn't support your preconceived notions or what you want, you just suppress that study, or you find a way to alter that study, which is what the environmentalists have done. What the CDC did was it went out and did a study, said how many times do people use guns defensively? Uh-oh, this looks bad. It's 3.6 times the number of offensive uses by criminals. Don't tell anybody we even did a study. That's what they did. That's what they did. And what's happening in Sweden? Politico says that shootings in Sweden have become so common that they don't even make headlines anymore. Increasingly, they have a rising number of Muslim recruits, bombings, and hand grenade attacks. Swedes have grown accustomed to the headlines of violent crime, witness intimidation, and gangland executions. In a country long renowned for its safety, voters now cite law and order as the most important issue ahead of the general election in September. And in this country, Dick's Sporting Goods, who said, we're going to pull the, semi-automatic rifles off of our shelves. They announced a week ago that they pulled them off the shelves. They're not going to put them back out. They're not even going to resell them. They are going to destroy all the unsold firearms in a empty gesture of virtue signaling. And I just remember, this is Dick's Sporting Goods, in case you want to ever think about shopping there again. I won't be shopping there again. You know, when we talk about boycotts, I'm not in favor of trying to use the kind of boycotts against, as a third party boycott, saying, don't sponsor these people because I don't like what they do. And that's the way it's being used in media, the way we had David Hogg try to use it against Laura Ingraham, for example, trying to put pressure on sponsors. Say, don't sponsor these other people because I don't like what she had to say about me about something. That's a very different thing than if you boycott an organization because they directly support policies that you don't agree with. I think that's a perfectly valid thing to do. I don't like to see boycotts used in a triangulation strategy to shut down free speech. But if you disagree with what a company does, like Dick's Sporting Goods, I think that's a perfectly valid way to do a boycott. Stay with us. Be right back. We've got some update on medical marijuana users. They can't get guns either.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Keep on live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're all very grateful to see that more people were not killed in that Waffle House because the individual who took that gun away. A heroic act, but also an act of self-defense. And that's why it is important for good people to be allowed to carry firearms. But I want you to take a look at this case coming out of where else? The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has just said this last Wednesday, all three of them, said that you cannot have a gun if you have a medical marijuana card in California. Sorry, this is in Nevada, actually, where this began. But, of course, that's included in their decision there. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says you can't buy a gun if you've got a medical marijuana card. This is a lawsuit that was filed 7 years ago by a Nevada resident after she tried to purchase a gun for self-defense and was denied based on a federal ban on the sale of guns to users of illegal drugs. Though marijuana has been legalized in some places on a state-by-state basis, it is now legal in Nevada, by the way. Maybe somebody should show the law and the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals just in case they have any respect left for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The Nevada people have ruled that they're going to allow not only medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana. And yet they're going to say, oh, if you do that, we say that it is illegal. Actually, it's the United Nations that's saying it's illegal. Think about that, conservatives. United Nations created the schedule. United Nations put marijuana as a Schedule I drug, which said that it had no medical use. They knew it was a lie then. Everybody knows it's a lie now. We've had 30 states passed laws to allow people to use it for medical reasons, and we've had and several more have allowed people to use it for non-medical reasons. So this is an amazing case, and yet, this is what we're going to see when we look at mental illness. Another example, this guy with the Waffle House, clearly mentally ill. Nobody is going to go anywhere close to Big Pharma. They will go to the Second Amendment, and they will be using all kinds of designation of mental illness, real or imagined, as a means to take away people's firearms. I'm all for people who are mentally ill having their firearms taken away, but basically they ought to be locked up because they're a danger to people. They can get a hammer. They can get a knife. They can drive a car. And you can kill people with all of those things. If somebody is criminally insane, they don't belong on the street. That's the real issue here. But we have to give people due process. We cannot take away the guns and then do the due process later. That doesn't work because you never get due process. That is a violation of the very meaning of due process. Give them the punishment first, and then we'll think about what we're going to do about that later. And that's what I'm concerned is going to happen with mental illness. We have seen too much of that already with people being committed, that there is no due process in that process. And I think it's only going to get worse. We now have a Southern Illinois county telling the liberal state of Illinois in Chicago, where this stuff is usually coming out, that they're going to make themselves a sanctuary city for gun owners. That's right. 8-1, the Effingham County Board voted 8-1 to order its employees not to enforce any state laws that would unconstitutionally restrict the Second Amendment. They said, we thought, why don't we just make this a sanctuary county like they would for undocumented immigrants? So we did. We flipped the script on it. And as this is happening, we've got Mayor Kahn in London banning knives. And a leading surgeon says, in spite of all this, by the time summer comes around, they're going to see a summer of carnage that is going to be like South Africa. This is Dr. Martin Griffiths, a consultant surgeon at Barts Health NHS Trust. He said, soaring knife and gun crime has resulted in London looking more like South Africa or an inner city U.S. with regards to rates of attack. This is in Breitbart. He has predicted that ultraviolence in the capital is, quote, the new normal. And of course it is, because we had Mayor Kahn say, just get used to it. But all the terror attacks by Islamists there, and he said, just get used to it. You live in a big city. This is what's going to happen. It's a new normal. Because it isn't the weapon. It isn't the bomb. It isn't the car. It isn't the acid. It isn't the knife. It's the person that kills. And they have opened the floodgates to the barbarians, and they're proud of it. That is their ticket to political control. This doctor said treating young teenagers with life-threatening injuries had become, quote, the bread and butter at his work at Royal London Hospital. He said every day an ambulance rolls up with a kid who has been stabbed. That can't be right, he said. We're not at war. Oh, yes, you are. You just don't realize what the meaning of jihad is. And now the knife control movement has crossed the Atlantic, reports WND. In Texas, a Texas mother whose son was killed with a knife now wants to ban knives for everybody. The same mentality that they have in London. She is lobbying Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott to put more restrictions on knives. Good luck with that. He thinks. He understands. And he puts our ability to defend ourselves above these types of control methods. The report said, as with gun control, she seems more focused on restricting access to the weapon the murderer used than on enabling victims to defend themselves. This is always the core issue. Are we going to now allow potential victims, law-abiding citizens, the ability to protect themselves? Or are we going to deny that protection to them? Because we can never fully remove the risk. You know, the toothpaste is out of the tube, and you're not going to be able to wish this away into the cornfield. You can't, hashtag never again. Hashtag never works. We have seen this over and over again. As much as we would like to say that we're not going to allow violent people to have weapons, the reality is that you're always going to have violent, crazy people. And those violent, crazy people are always going to be able to get something that they can use as a weapon, even if it's just picking up a rock and hitting somebody over the head with a rock. That's the situation you're always going to have. And so it was just weeks after the attack, as a matter of fact, that Governor Abbott signed a bill into law allowing citizens to carry Bowie knives in more locations, although they still can't be carried on college campuses, which is where her son died in a stabbing attack. Maybe they should have had the campus carry, in effect. Take advantage of the ability to protect yourself and fight to make sure that doesn't get taken away. As one of the organizations looking at this talks about in London, they've been confiscating and bragging about the fact they've confiscated scissors, screwdrivers, pliers, gardening tools. Okay, so now we're safe, right? Again, just grab a rock and you can kill somebody with it. And the people who are most affected by this are women or the elderly, people who aren't as physically strong. You're going to get into a fight with somebody? They're going to have the advantage. The thing about guns is that it allows people to have the ability to defend themselves. But, of course, in London, even a man who protected himself in his own home, a 78-year-old man, protected himself from a home intruder. The guy came in, home intruder, the 78-year-old man defended himself with a knife. The attacker died, and now the police have arrested him for murder. Can't protect yourself, even in your own home, with a knife. Well, we get through this quickly. As a matter of fact, we only got about a minute or so left in this segment. But I got to do this quickly because, you know, the day today is the day that the world is going to end. We were told this a couple of weeks ago. Christian, and I put that word Christian in quotes because no Orthodox Christian believes that anybody is going to give you an exact date and time. This guy is more of a numerologist, David Mead. He predicted that the world was going to end today. He's written 14 books about this. And he's predicted this repeatedly, just like the environmentalists. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the failed predictions of people saying the world is going to end just like the Earth Day people. And yet the Earth Day people are not mocked. They love to mock a Christian, quote unquote, who comes out and say, now he's basically pushed the date back to this fall. Still going to be the Planet Nibiru or Planet X or whatever. He thinks it's going to be coming, but now it's a couple of months away, just like the environmentalists. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the alarmists of every type of religion that are coming out over the weekend. Again, today we were supposed to have the world end, according to David Mead. Decidedly non-Christian. No Christian is going to predict an exact day. But, of course, we have predictions made all the time by the Earth Day religion. And we had a lot of these predictions revisited and revised again. And they revised their alarmist end-of-the-world predictions on an even more frequent basis. As Fox News points out, Earth Day has embraced hysteria, and they have abandoned science. And folks, it is a religion. As I said on Friday, I heard a news media organization say, this is Earth Day, is the most widely celebrated worldwide holiday on Earth that is non-religious. And I said, no, it is a religion. It is the Gaia religion. It is anybody that disagrees with their, what they call now their climate change, because it was global cooling. Then it became global warming. Now it's just climate change because they don't know what's happening and they don't have any verifiable models. So it's just climate change. If you disagree with that, you are a denier, a denier. Folks, that is not science. That is not science. Science does not demand belief. Science demands proof. They don't provide proof. And even when somebody has proof, it is always up for skepticism. All advances in science have come as people have disproved the accepted understanding of something, even when they had verifiable models. I mean, we look at the movement of the planets and the idea that the solar system was geocentric, that the sun and all the rest of the planets moved around the Earth. They had a very good mathematical model for it, the Ptolemaic model. Actually provided a better explanation of the movement of the planets than Copernicus and Galileo when they said, no, the sun is the center of the solar system. They didn't have, one of the things that caused that to not be adopted for so long was the fact that in their model they had circular orbits. It was when Kepler came out with elliptical orbits that they got an exact mathematical predictable movement of the planets that was better than the Ptolemaic model. And so even if you've got something that that kind of works and works better than alternative theories, the theories are always up for reexamination. And when you have people angrily shouting you down and trying to stop any discussion, trying to censor any discussion of something, especially when it is science, that is the first signal that what they're talking about is not science. But let's talk a little bit about Earth Day. As Fox News points out, Earth Day has devolved into an occasion for professional environmental activists and alarmists to warn every year of apocalypse, just like this guy who said the world is going to end today. They can dish anti-technology dirt, and they can proselytize. It is a religion. We understand that. Passion and zeal now trump science. I would just disagree with this, Fox News saying, to dish anti-technology. They're not anti-technology in a sense. Now, what they're really doing is they're really pushing their technology. And they're pushing their technology as they're trying to censor any other technology. You know, kind of like coal, things like that. So they've got their companies that they want subsidized, their technology that they want promoted, and they want to shut down any competing forms. Don't let those coal companies make something cleaner or more efficient. We can't have those internal combustion engines, those diesel engines. They're very efficient. They're very clean right now. So let's shut them down. We'll create a supposed scandal with the EPA. Oh, they cheated on their test. They came up with some numbers. So let's shut down Volkswagen as close as we can and jail some of their executives. And this is still going on. They're now coming after a BMW executive for a similar thing. Nobody died. Nobody died. Not like the exploding Pintos or the flipping SUVs or the airbags that are still killing people. But look at the harsh penalty on this. This tells you what their agenda truly is. And of course, the theme of hysteria and alarmism this year was to end plastic pollution. They produced a plastic pollution primer and an action toolkit so that activists could empower journalists. I don't need to be empowered. I can think for myself. I can find the truth myself. I don't need activists to empower me. And so, yeah, it's the exponential growth of plastics. And as I pointed out on Friday, there was a great essay that was on USA Today. They have different opinions on USA Today. One of them says Americans need to defend their planet like it's 1970. This guy is somebody who worked for the senator who began Earth Day, Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin. And so he's upset that Earth Day is not even more popular. But there was another alternative opinion on USA Today from a guy who was pushing back on all this plastic pollution panic. And as I pointed out when I talked to Mark Moreno on Friday, he wrote the Politically Incorrect Guide to Environmentalism, a great expose of this whole movement. You should pick that up. But he was talking about the origins of this and the fact that it began as a reaction to pollution. And that's a real problem. And the EPA under Scott Pruitt has reacted to that problem as well, saying we need to be focused on stewardship, not picking winners and losers in different industries. But in this editorial that they had on USA Today, pushing back against the plastic, he said, yeah, we see all these big piles of plastic that are floating around the ocean, but they aren't made out of plastic bags and plastic straws that they want to ban everywhere in the U.S. They're made mostly out of abandoned fishing equipment. He said the second big contributor wasn't man throwing things away, but a tsunami that hit Japan and swept all kinds of things out to sea. And he said, while thousands of tons of the plastic floating out there were thrown away, they weren't thrown away here in America. Asia is home to all five of the biggest plastic polluters. And actually, he points out, the solution is to burn this plastic. Oh, heaven forbid. You burn something. Yeah, burn it. You can do it cleanly, and you can produce energy from that. And he talks about the fact that it's the environmental activists at Ocean Crusaders that point out that it's not being dumped by people in Austin. You know, they banned plastic bags in Austin. There's a good environmental case, a good health case to be made for plastic bags being better than these reusable bags in terms of both energy use as well as health benefits. But he points out Ocean Crusaders, which is an environmental group, said that it's China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka, the countries that are dumping most of the majority of the plastic that is showing up in the oceans and washing up on our shores. And he said it was the Ocean Conservancy and the McKinsey Center for Business and Environment that pointed out that burning plastic for energy and getting developing countries to actually use landfills would be a better way to solve the problem than just trying to ban plastic in general. And then finally, this from the peer-reviewed scientific journal of the Reviews on Environmental Health said the most advances of human society over the past century have been facilitated by the use of, guess what, plastics. That's right. The graduate was right. It is plastic, one word. So when we look at this and we look at the explosion and the use of Earth Day, we have the guy who was one of the ones who created this, saying that it's Trump and his minions who are rolling back environmental regulation. No, it's not. As Scott Pruitt has said, he doesn't want to see the EPA picking winners and losers in the energy industry. You're going to shut down the coal industry and then you're going to subsidize Solyndra? You're going to ban internal combustion engines and then subsidize Tesla? See, that's what this is really about. And that is what the Paris Climate Accord is about. And so I think the most insane thing that came out of this over the weekend, besides CBS saying climate change is making your allergies worse and so forth, the most insane, the dumbest thing that I've seen, and there were some pretty dumb things. I mean, they're talking about putting fart packs on cattle, shoving a tube up their rear end to capture methane gas. It's like, where are the animal rights people when we need them for this? But even more insane than that idea of having a fart pack on cattle is Mayor Bloomberg pledging $4.5 million to fulfill the U.S. commitment to the Paris Climate Accord. He said, America made a commitment. No, America did not make a commitment, Bloomberg. It was Obama and Kerry who made a commitment. They never got the Senate or representatives to make that commitment. And so, but he's going to fulfill that single-handedly. That, I think, is the absolute dumbest thing that has come out of Earth Day. But it tells you just how scary these billionaires are who want to become even wealthier. See, this is the big payoff, folks. This isn't stupid on his part. This is a plot to put himself in position, he and other bankers, to become carbon billionaires. All right, real quickly, take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We got many specials there, most of them centered around Super Male Vitality, 50% off, and we got a couple of combo packs where you can get Super Male with the red pill, 50% off. Also Super Male with Alpha Power, 50% off. And you can get a 3-month supply of survival food and an Alexa Pure Pro gravity feed water filter for free. InfoWarsStore.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Occasionally, we have a time of optimism when we look at politics. And I don't want to pour cold water on what's going on in North Korea. Actually, there are some very optimistic things that are happening there, happened over the weekend. We've had Seoul, the capital of South Korea, has now said they're going to halt propaganda broadcasts that are directed at North Korea. This is reported by RT. They said South Korea has stopped its cross-border propaganda broadcasts to harmonize with the growing atmosphere of peace after Pyongyang announced a freeze of nuclear and ballistic programs ahead of a rare high-level Korean summit that will happen on Friday this week. North and South Korean leaders are going to get together in a summit this week. And, of course, we still have the summit with President Trump scheduled to come up in just a short period of time. They said, we hope this decision will lead both Koreas to stop mutual criticism and propaganda against each other and also contribute in creating peace and a new beginning. So what else is happening there? As South Korea has said that they're going to stop the propaganda is not being stopped by mainstream media. They want this to not go through. As Anti-War points out, Korea talks progress, but mainstream media try to derail the peace. They point out that it's going to be on Friday that we're going to have the South Korean and North Korean presidents get together. 68 years after the Korean War started, they might have an agreement to end, officially end it. It's just been a ceasefire in all this time. And they said this is only one reason for optimism. They said they, you know, put a hotline in last Friday between the two capitals. The U.S. has said that they're considering opening an embassy in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. President Trump will be meeting with President Kim, the little dictator, in late May or early June. And North Korea has made significant concessions. They've halted their missile and nuclear testing, and they have not demanded the withdrawal of 30,000 U.S. troops in response. So with all these positive things, we have, even with President Trump praising the moves and saying, look, you know, so far it's looking good. We'll have to wait and see what happens. I'm not going to say this is a done deal yet. So he's cautiously optimistic, but we should be optimistic, and we should push on that. Nevertheless, you have mainstream media. And here's some examples of this. We got Reuters managed to find three South Koreans and one Japanese person who were skeptical. So they'll go out and they'll find people to push back the other way. And we see that so often with the media. Washington Post is also looking for reasons. New York Times is trying to portray China as an obstacle to progress on the deal. And the New York Times also cited unnamed U.S. and South Korean officials who believe that North Korea's peace overtures were a trick to get concessions. And even the AP had a list of diplomatic efforts that have failed. So they're all saying, you know, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. Well, maybe it won't work. Maybe they are playing people for this. Nevertheless, they have made an effort, at least a symbolic effort, to stop their missile and nuclear tests, their rocket tests, without demanding a withdrawal of 30,000 U.S. troops. So let's just hope that this continues to move along that way. Nevertheless, we've got Nikki Haley, far more than the Washington Post, New York Times, Reuters, Associated Press. Nikki Haley has now become the symbol of opposition to President Trump within his own administration. And they're very, very happy about her being that. As one of them said, she ain't going to take any mansplaining. Yeah, she's going to stand up to President Trump. She's going to have her own policies. And as I've said before, these policies, when you look at the different ways, and we'll talk about this later on in the program, when you look at the different ways that people responded to proposed trade tariff equalization with China, saying we're going to put an equivalent tariff on Chinese goods that they put on our goods. Oh, can't have that, can't have that. But when Nikki Haley and company put sanctions out, that mean that people can't buy any Russian aluminum, even though it creates problems for German and Japanese automobile manufacturers. Total chaos because it shuts it to zero, not at any price. Oh, that's a good thing. And that's Nikki Haley's good thing, according to these warmongers.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I talked about Earth Day last week, and there was one article that I didn't talk about that we absolutely have to talk about. Because, you know, you can never accuse the Earth Day people of not doing enough to protect the environment. Yes, they live it out in their everyday life. One of the co-founders of Earth Day, after he killed his girlfriend, he composted her. That's the headline from the Daily Caller. Flashback, Earth Day co-founder killed and composted his girlfriend. So he's an environmentally friendly killer. And he needs to be given credit for that. Maybe they can reduce his life sentence. This was the co-founder, Ira Einhorn. He was found guilty of murdering his ex-girlfriend and stuffing her body inside of a trunk. And she went missing after going to the neighborhood co-op to buy tofu and sprouts, he told the police several weeks later. Of course, where else would you go as an environmentalist but to the co-op to buy tofu and sprouts? 18 months later, authorities searched his apartment after neighbors complained that a reddish-brown, foul-smelling liquid was leaking from the ceiling directly below Einhorn's bedroom closet. And in the closet, they found his girlfriend beaten, partially mummified, stuffed into a trunk that had been packed with styrofoam. Oh, that's not environmentally friendly. He used styrofoam? Air fresheners and newspapers. And presumably they were probably newspapers that were praising his environmental activism. He jumped bail. He spent 23 years evading authorities, hiding out all over Europe. And finally, he was caught and extradited to the U.S. from France. Put on trial, convicted of murder, he's currently serving a life sentence. But I'm sure he'll be let off for good behavior because he composted his girlfriend after he murdered her. Mitt Romney, how's that for a segue? Mitt Romney had his attempt to try to sew up the nomination for Senate in Utah. A guy who I don't believe ever lived in Utah. His dad was in Michigan. He went to Massachusetts, became governor for just one term because that was all they could stand Mitt Romney. And now the guy who gave us Romney Care, which was the template, there he is. There he is with President Trump. I remember that embarrassing episode where Trump kind of trolled him, took him out to dinner and so forth. And he has now said that he is not ready to endorse President Trump for reelection in 2020. He said, I'll make that decision down the road. I'm not a cheap date. And he wasn't a cheap date. I mean, President Trump had to take him to a very nice, swanky restaurant. I think it was one of his. So Romney is not a cheap date. He's just a cheap politician. Cheap politician. And so he wanted to get 60% of the vote at the convention. That would have meant that he didn't have to have a primary battle. Instead, he came in second. He got 49%. Another guy who is a conservative, a physician, got 51%. I wonder how that conservative physician thinks about Romney Care and Obama, which is Obamacare. They're a synonym. You know, when I look at the 2012 election, it was pretty obvious that the fix was in for Obamacare. We were going to get that form of health care one way or the other, as I pointed out many times. We had Obama had already talked about his Obamacare. Romney had already implemented it, along with Ted Kennedy, He partnered with Ted Kennedy, Mr. Chappaquiddick himself, the Chappaquiddick chap. Ted Kennedy and Mitt Romney put together Obamacare. They did it in Massachusetts, and Obamacare, then Obama did it nationally. And so the establishment was going to run this thing down our throats, and they've been running it down our throats ever since. So if we get somebody like Mitt Romney in the Senate, it's going to be another nail in the coffin of ever trying to get rid of Obamacare. And of course, he's not going to endorse President Trump because President Trump has been trying to get rid of it over the objections of the people in Congress. I think it's very significant, by the way. A lot of people were surprised and penalized over tax season because they thought that there was no more Obamacare penalty. But when the Republican establishment, McConnell and Ryan, put this thing through, the tax reform, they made sure that Obamacare was going to be with us through 2019, which means that they got plenty of time if they can get Democrats in. If they can get people like Mitt Romney in, they can shut down the shutdown of Obamacare before it actually happens. They can block the shutdown of Obamacare. And believe me, with people like Romney in the Senate, that will happen. He was handpicked to make sure that they were going to get this kind of government control over our health care, these kinds of massive mismanagement of our health care, and this kind of crony capitalism that has been the bane of the middle class ever since they got in. And that's what he's going to do if he gets elected. And quite frankly, even though he came in a close second at the convention and didn't get his 60%, as history has shown us, a well-financed, slick candidate like Mitt Romney can possibly in the, they've had this happen before where somebody did very well at the convention, but not enough to win the nomination outright and then got plastered in the general election because the convention is quite a bit more conservative than the general Republican people who are voting, and he's got unlimited amounts of money. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Comey and McCabe. Jonathan Turley, lawyer, and writing about all things legal, has some interesting observations on how I pointed out last week. You've got these Democrat FBI officials jumping ship like a bunch of rats and ratting on each other, and it has turned into a circular firing squad. First of all, I want to play what Mark Meadows said about James Comey. He believes that Comey is lying, and of course he is. Here's Mark Meadows.
Well, I mean, we know because we have a number of documents, a growing body of evidence, Brian, that now would suggest that Director Comey, who under sworn testimony a number of times have said there was no coordination between Loretta Lynch's DOJ and our FBI investigation. Not only was that false, but we know that over and over again now we have emails that would suggest that that testimony was false and at best misled the American public, at worst was lying to Congress. And here we are today with emails, text messages that says that even the no coordination message that Director Comey put out on that infamous day in July was actually suggested by the Department of Justice.
Here's the text. Timing looks like hell, Peter Strzok says to Lisa Page. Will appear choreographed. All major news networks literally leading with the AG to accept the FBI director's recommendation. Yeah, this is awful. Nothing we can do about it. I mean, this is like a third-rate movie playing out on text messages. These people are supposed to be guarding our secrets and seeking truth and justice. They don't even know how to secure their own texts.
Well, it's interesting that they would go back and forth saying that the timing looks awful, but there's even another email from the Department of Justice that would indicate that on how to articulate the exoneration of Hillary Clinton. And so as you go further from another source other than Peter Strzok and Lisa Page within the Department of Justice, we now know that the edits that they had given edits to Director Comey, or at least the emails would suggest that. And so as we're looking at this, we've got Director Comey out there saying, well, I was a Boy Scout. I was above reproach. Now we have evidence that would suggest that that's not accurate. So we have to look at it further.
Yeah, you know, the basis is that we've got collusion. We have obstruction of justice. We have perjury. We have so many crimes that are obviously being committed, violation of national security and so forth. You know, Comey saying, I don't leak, and yet he's saying that on the same day that he's leaking out his supposed memos. We have no indication as to whether or not those memos were written at the time that he says they were, because he didn't record them properly in the system. There is a method for memorializing memos, but of course he decided not to do that. He is a law unto himself. And how dare President Trump fire him? We're going to talk about what Jonathan Turley says. He says, liar, liar, Department of Justice on fire. Yeah, it is a circular firing squad, and their pants are on fire. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The fact that in his belief, Comey lied. And of course, in all of our beliefs, Comey lied. That's the least of what these people did. As I said, we've got collusion for and conspiracy to commit crimes. We've got obstruction of justice as these people are trying to overturn the election. We have perjury. We have violation of national security. But as Jonathan Turley points out, he said, in the last couple of weeks, he says, what we've seen repeatedly is that Trump can bring out the worst in his critics. He has a way of pushing all of their buttons so that they self-incriminate, self-destruct. So he says, two of his greatest critics have not only faced their own investigations into leaks by the Inspector General, McCabe is now the subject of a criminal referral for prosecution. And both Comey and McCabe are increasingly at odds with one another. And it's clear that one or both of them are lying about what happened in the Justice Department. McCabe is now promising that he's going to do defamation lawsuits. And Comey has declared that McCabe is not telling the truth when he said that Comey knew of his leaking information to the media. Meanwhile, McCabe's lawyer has said that he's going to try to get the Inspector General's office to move back. They're going to sue the Trump administration for defamation for wrongful termination. Wrongful termination. And as Jonathan Turley points out, he said, good luck with that. The Office of Professional Responsibility and the Inspector General's office, by the way, the Inspector General is somebody who was appointed by Obama. He said these offices, these two different offices that were responsible for McCabe being fired are composed of career officials who decided that McCabe should be fired for just cause. But, of course, his lawyer says they're going to sue and try to get him reinstated. And his lawyer has also insisted that Comey's presentation of himself as a white knight is totally phony. I think they're telling the truth about that. Many of us do. That he's offering a false narrative and so forth. So as we see that type of thing happening, we have the Democrats, and I think as we look at what they've been doing, not only to InfoWars here with all the different slap lawsuits that they keep piling on for many of the same individuals, but everything the Democrat Party is doing, the only thing that they have left, the voters, for the most part, have left them. Many of the donors have left them in massive debt. Remember, the way that Hillary Clinton got control of the DNC was to buy out their debt. They had racked up tremendous debt. She bought it out. She owned it lock, stock, and barrel. And now they're in massive debt again. And so really, with the exception of George Soros, a lot of the donors have backed out, and a lot of them are very upset about this latest stunt that they're pulling. The only thing that the Democrats have left is to file lawsuits and to try to make sure that they can allow illegal immigrants to vote. That's what all the George Soros lawsuits to overturn any voter ID laws are about. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how they want to, even since they have lost so many seats. They lost over 1,000 seats in the country from Congress all the way down to state legislatures. And, of course, it's the state legislatures that draw the jurisdictions for the congressional districts. And it's always been that way. The Democrats were fine with that when they controlled the legislatures, like I saw in North Carolina. But as soon as the Republicans got in control of that and the Republicans started drawing the lines and said, no, 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 we're not going to have that. We're going to have a lawsuit and we'll have one Democrat judge redraw the boundaries to our advantage. You know, it was, as I've pointed out many times, 2008, North Carolina went for Barack Obama. Within 2 years, there was massive voter regret, buyer remorse, and Democrats lost everywhere. Republicans got control of the House for the first time since Reconstruction. And everything went Republican in 2010 in North Carolina except for the congressional representatives. Nothing changed. Why? Because of the way they drew the congressional districts. They can draw those congressional districts so scientifically that you can't defeat it, no matter what the public sentiment is. So everything from top to bottom changed except for the congressional districts. But 2010 was a census year. And with Republicans in charge, they redrew the boundaries, and the next election in 2012, the Congress changed. And the Democrats said, we can't have this. So they began a massive campaign to challenge all the redistricting that was drawn by the new Republican legislators that was now out of their control, and said, we're just going to do it by the judge. We lost at the ballot box, but we think we can win at the jury box. Well, it's not really a jury box. There's no jury. It's just a single judge, political appointee, who's doing this. But let's take a look at this DNC lawsuit that was filed on Friday night. This is a Democrat Party lawsuit that lumps together Russia and Trump and WikiLeaks, includes Roger Stone and Paul Manafort, everybody, you know, the vast right-wing conspiracy of Hillary Clinton's imagination. It is no longer, I guess, really even a witch hunt, because everybody's looked at this. They don't see any witches. Mueller hasn't found anything. This is a wish hunt. This is their wish fulfillment. And it's also something to try to do fundraising on. But I think this is going to backfire for them. Tom Perez, who's chair of the DNC, said the party's suit is not partisan. It's patriotic. He went on to say, rather than reporting Russia's offer to meddle in a U.S. election, the Trump campaign welcomed Russia's help. Well, if that were true, and there really was collusion, then wouldn't Obama be to blame for not exposing it? You got all these FBI people, his Department of Justice, the Obama administration. If there was something there, if there was really Russian collusion, why aren't they suing Obama? Because he knew that that was going on, if it was going on. You know, they were investigating all this, but they didn't tell anybody that they were investigating. They didn't even tell Trump. I mean, none of this makes any sense. As Roger Stone pointed out, however, he said that this is going to backfire. He says it's just a left-wing conspiracy dressed up as a lawsuit. He said they started it. They opened the can of worms. He and his lawyers, said Roger Stone, will ask to scour the DNC servers to determine for themselves if there ever was an alleged hack of the system by the Russians. He said, you can't sue me saying that I hacked the DNC and not let me examine the evidence of a hacking. He said the hacking is a fiction. And again, we have had former British ambassador who was affiliated with WikiLeaks said that he came to the United States. He was handed a thumb drive with this information on it by a disgruntled member of the DNC who was upset about the way that Hillary Clinton had rigged this for the DNC that she bought because of their debt. We had William Binney look at this and say he and other technical professionals, remember, William Binney was the former global technical head of the NSA, and he knows something about what is possible and what isn't. So he looked at the time and date stamps. He looked at how long it took them to transfer these files. He said that could not have been transferred over the internet. And they tried the experiment even later after that and said, you don't have those kinds of speeds where you can transfer that over the internet. It was transferred by a thumb drive. There wasn't a hacking. But of course, Discovery and WikiLeaks is also saying, we're going to push for Discovery as well. It is going to blow back on them big time. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime wolves. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. The investigation begins, and it is going to be a blowback investigation as the DNC opens up its frivolous lawsuit, which is really just a fundraiser. We're going to show that to you here in just a moment. As they open this up, they have opened themselves up to a real investigation where people like Roger Stone and WikiLeaks will go where the FBI fears to tread, and that is to the DNC servers themselves and say, show us your servers. Let's see how they were hacked. Let's see the information there on your servers. We have an opportunity. If you say that we hacked this, as Roger Stone says, you're going to file a lawsuit against me saying I hacked your servers. Well, then I get to examine the evidence. And Kim.com tweeted out, says, it gives me pleasure to know how depressed Hillary Clinton is about her election loss. This lawsuit will be fun, says Kim.com. He said, the best thing about it is that Hillary and the DNC will be exposed again. This lawsuit won't change the fact that Hillary lost, and she will never be president. WikiLeaks came out and said that we've never lost a publishing case, and discovery is going to be amazingly fun. And then they put up a link where people can donate to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. So is this going to be something that the Democrats are going to be able to win? For the short term, their fundraising off of this effort. But even people within the Democrat Party as well as donors are very unhappy with what Tom Perez is doing on this. Daily Caller points out Democrat infighting erupts over the DNC lawsuit against the Trump campaign. Their lawsuit has caused donors as well as Democrats, especially those who are running for re-election, to distance themselves from this stupid grandstanding. And I say stupid because it's really going to expose them. It really is going to blow back. We don't know when Director Mueller will finish his investigation, said Perez, who is chair of the DNC. They don't know when. No, it isn't when. He is basically, his investigation is done. I mean, it's going to continue to go into other areas. And that's what we're seeing right now. As he starts to try to get into the financial dealings of President Trump, as he tries to get into, try to find something with Michael Cohen, it shows that this was always an investigation of Trump. It was never an investigation of Russian collusion. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. That's what Joseph Stalin said. That's what Bob Mueller said. This is an ongoing, permanent investigation of President Trump. They're not going to find anything with the Russian investigation, which is what the Democrats wanted. So, they're going to try to keep this thing alive, try to fundraise off of it. But you have a lot of lawmakers, strategists, and donors, reports the Daily Caller, that are trying to get away from this. A couple of them told a reporter that they were not pleased with the move. And then you've got Democrat candidates like Jackie Speier, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Now, this is pretty significant when you've got a Democrat who's on the House Intelligence Committee telling Wolf Blitzer, CNN, that the lawsuit is ill-conceived and she does not support it. She knows that they are going out on a limb. She has seen the evidence that's out there. And I think she also understands that they're going to be able to get discovery. Also, Missouri Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill, she's facing a tough reelection campaign. She's trying to distance herself from it as well. She calls it a silly distraction. Obama's chief campaign strategist, David Axelrod, tweeted that the suit is a sideshow, and Republicans are pointing out that the Democrats are just trying to raise money off of this because they're broke. They have a debt of over $6 million right now. Getting themselves back into the situation that allowed Hillary Clinton to buy them. Maybe, who knows, maybe Michael Bloomberg will buy the party and run for a candidate. We've got Republicans, on the other hand, finished March with $42.9 million cash on hand and no debt. So we've got the Democrats, $6 million in debt. The Republicans, $43 million in the plus. But that is nothing compared to what George Soros can bring to the party. And we have seen him already doing this. Meanwhile, even Paul Callan, a legal analyst for CNN, called it a publicity stunt to get information. Said it'll likely be tossed out of court eventually. Let's hope that doesn't happen before we get discovery. WikiLeaks agreed with both of those points and tweeted that the DNC already has a moribund publicity lawsuit. In other words, a dead lawsuit that's just sitting there, didn't go anywhere. The press, they said, became bored of it, so they had to refile it as a new suit, a new lawsuit before the midterms. So they already had a similar lawsuit out there. It wasn't getting any attention. So let's refresh this, put in a new lawsuit, do this before the elections, and hopefully we'll get some mileage out of it and we can fundraise out of it. I really do think that's going to backfire. But when we look at the strategy of the Democrats, everything is about the lawsuit. Remember, we've had the New York Attorney General, and this is as of December the 26th, this last 2017. The New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, had by that time, in less than 1 year, because President Trump didn't take office until January, so that's 11 months into the Trump administration, that one New York Attorney General, that Democrat, had filed 100 lawsuits to oppose a Trump administration or congressional Republicans. That is all they've got. But it's very effective, because we have these situations, and of course, Jeff Sessions plays along with this. This whole idea, even, of the idea that DACA, which is not a law, it was a memo. They want to call it a program because obviously it's not a law. They've had the Democrats try to come up with the Dream Act many times. It never passed. And yet they still call people dreamers. DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA was a memo by Janet Napolitano when she was head of Homeland Security, and that is the organization that has Border Patrol and immigration control underneath it. She said, we're not going to enforce the law. We're not going to enforce the borders. Well, the border and the law never changed. So why is this being argued in court? Why can a California judge or a New York judge shut down border enforcement? Why can they just override things that were never a law? There is nothing to be argued before these courts in terms of law. No law ever changed. What she said was she wasn't going to enforce the law. When President Trump says he's going to enforce the law, they say, no, you're not. And we'll fight you in court. When President Trump said, I'm going to make a determination, we're going to vet the people who come into this country. And of course, we're talking about states' powers versus the powers of the federal government. States don't have rights. They have powers, the powers that were reserved to them with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, making it clear in the Bill of Rights that if you don't have things explicitly delegated to the central government, they remain the rights of the people, the powers of the states. And yet, the border enforcement has clearly been delegated, defense of the borders and the laws regarding immigration have clearly been delegated to the central government. So this is not a Tenth Amendment issue like marijuana legalization or some of these other issues. So to say that you're going to violate that with sanctuary cities, that you are not going to cooperate with law enforcement, that you're going to use the courts to override the determination of the administration as to what kind of identity is going to be required for people to come in, that is a violation of the Constitution. And as I've said many times, President Trump admires Andrew Jackson. He should do what Andrew Jackson says, what the Supreme Court's made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. Alexander Hamilton said it's the least dangerous of the branches of government because they don't have any way to enforce this. Why is the Attorney General, why is the Trump administration kowtowing to this? They could, the most important thing that Trump could do for us at this point in time is to take away this idea that we are all subjects of politically appointed Supreme Court judges who can change the Constitution at will. They did it when they said there's no First Amendment rights for movies. They did that back in the early part of the 20th century. That decision stayed there for nearly 50 years. And then they said, okay, now we've decided that First Amendment applies to movies and so forth. They reversed themselves. And we cannot allow that to stand. The most important thing President Trump could do would be to channel Andrew Jackson. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at some of the absurd claims, not just the fact that we have dreamers, not just the fact that DACA cannot be stopped without the approval of a federal judge. As I said before, there is no such program. It's a memo. It's not even an executive order. It's a memo from Janet Napolitano. No law was ever passed, but we've got the Trump administration. Jeff Sessions is going to go through the Kabuki theater of arguing this before liberally biased judges who think that they can shut down any and all laws that anybody puts out. So we've had the Attorney General of New York file more than 100 actions against Trump and the Republicans to block what they are doing. We have to get past this blockade of political judges. They have taken over this country. And that's going to have to be something that's going to be done if Trump is ever going to get anything accomplished, especially with immigration. So we're going to talk about Andrew Cuomo. We're going to talk about MS-13. We're going to talk about campus reform. Had a great spot where they went down and talked to students who were outraged that President Trump would actually protect the border with National Guard troops, not realizing that Obama did the same thing. Actually, what I'm angry about is that Obama did the same thing, I'm afraid, sending troops to the border as a show and doing absolutely nothing. That's what I'm concerned about. That's what I'm going to be angry about if nothing actually gets done about this. Before we do, before we take a look at these clips and we talk about where this is headed, the tactics of the Democrats in terms of shutting everything down, just like this frivolous lawsuit with lawsuits and with federal judges, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports this program. We got several specials right now that are focused around Super Male Vitality. We've got Super Male Vitality itself, 50% off, and we've got a couple of combo packs where you can get Super Male Vitality plus another product, the combo, 50% off. So you can get Super Male plus Real Red Pill, 50% off for both of those, or Super Male and Alpha Power together, 50% off of both of those. And we also have a 3-month supply of survival food. This is food that will last for 25 years. Before you break the seal, and then even after you break the seal, you can reseal it. It's the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Made in the USA, All non-GMO, and again, storable for 25 years and resealable for a while after you open that seal. You can get a 3-month supply of that, and if you do, you get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Filter, one of the large filters. So it's a great way to stock up and provide both food and water for your family. You never know when you're going to need this. I mean, we've seen natural disasters many times just within this last year. So it gives you a clean source of food. It protects you against spikes in food prices, as well as making sure that you're protected against natural disasters, man-made disasters, war, economic issues, and so forth. Look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com and everything that we have there supports this program. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's take a look at Andrew Cuomo, because we got a short clip of him here talking about how he's an undocumented person. And of course he isn't. He was born in New York City. But this is part of the insanity of the left. And then I've got an even more insane clip coming up after this. But first, let's introduce this with Andrew Cuomo.
Talk about undocumented and the way they torture the DACA children. I'm an Italian-American. I came from poor Italian-Americans who came here. You know what they called Italian-Americans? Back in the day, they called them WAPs. You know what WAP stood for? Without papers. I'm undocumented. You want to deport an undocumented person? Start with me, because I'm an undocumented person.
There you go. He's got his victim credentials, his street creds with the Democrat Party. I am an undocumented person without papers. You know, there's a lot of people who came without papers. They also came without a welfare safety net. And as I've said before, you want the real Ellis Island experience? Then you come here and you forego, as an immigrant, you forego any welfare payments. You forego any free education for your children. That's a real experiment. That's what they really had as an experience at Ellis Island. So the problem with this right now is the fact that, and it's been put out as a strategy by Democrat economists, Cloward and Piven, said we can bring the American system down by using the welfare system and open borders. It will bankrupt the country. And then we can erect our own socialist system on top of that. But yeah, he says that he's an undocumented a person. He's been criticized by a lot of people because, again, he's trying to culturally appropriate their special identity as dreamers. So there's going to be a lot of infighting about that, because people don't like to give up their special privilege status as some kind of a dreamer or minority individual. And as the governor of New York is saying that, you got a lot of people, dreamer advocacy groups, that are pushing back on him. But I think one of the best examples of this are the people in California, the kids on campus, as campus reform, always doing a great job of talking to these kids on campus, talking to them about whether or not they are angry about the National Guard patrolling the border. And they don't realize that Obama did the same thing. Here's that video.
I'm Calvin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at UC Santa Barbara talking to students about President Trump's recent decision to send troops to the southern border. And will their opinions on that move change when they find out President Obama actually did the same thing a few years ago? Let's find out. So President Trump recently announced he's going to be sending a few thousand troops down to the border to try and secure the influx of people coming across illegally. Do you support sending troops down to the border? Yes or no? Okay, so three no's.
I feel like it's not justified, mostly because, like, it is, like, a totally uncalled for act of power.
Definitely disapprove. I don't know. I think it just puts a bad light on America.
Not productive. I'm not a huge fan of the military to begin with. We're spending way too much money on that. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a complete waste of money.
It's not projected correctly, so it's not resonating well with me, at least.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
On who can be here or not, basically.
Yeah.
At a border, I think most people would say.
Maybe, but like...
I don't think it's good to send, you know, militarized troops to people who are coming in unarmed.
Walls don't really, like, keep people out. And, like, just think about it, like, how many airplanes, like...
Are they coming in unarmed?
They're basically there to, like, was it shoot to kill? Like... What's, like, I don't want there to be any loss of life. Like, that seems like the only goal here.
Did you know that President Obama did the exact same thing when he was president?
Like,
it drops the truth bomb on him.
Honestly, I'm not super
up to date with politics. I didn't know that. So
oh, geez,
I just
didn't know.
Think that we need to be so like compassionate toward other people, and it's definitely not what he's putting forward.
And did you know President Obama did the same move? He also sent a few thousand troops to the border.
I did not know that.
Is that surprising?
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah, I would say, yeah, that's kind of surprising.
It sounded like you were opposed to that when President Trump did it. Were you opposed to it when President Obama did it, though?
When President Obama did it, I felt that there was, I suppose, different coverage as to what the intentions were.
I don't know anything about that, personally. So the difference is definitely with publicity and, like, false information.
So I guess I would have to read up more about the intentions behind Trump's versus the intentions behind Obama.
I think it's a positive move. I think, honestly, it has precedent. Obama did the same thing back in, I think it was 2012. So I think there's nothing unconstitutional about it. And I think that the state governments need to make sure that they're not acting in opposition to the federal government.
Oh, we found one guy who knew what was going on there. But as you're looking at this, and as you're laughing about their blind partisanship, and you should be, this is awful if Trump is doing it, but if Obama is doing it, well, I'd need to know a little bit more about his motivations there. Need to know a little bit more about that. Ask yourself, do you do the same thing with President Trump? Do you make excuses for policies that you would raise hell about if Obama did it? But you let it go when President Trump does it. And I'm talking about the war in Syria. And I'm talking about many other things that happen. We have that same kind of partisan blindness with President Trump as well, as when we look at this. But one of the things that they were saying was, they're coming across, they're unarmed. No, actually they're not. A lot of the people who are bringing the immigrants across are drug cartels, MS-13 and others. These traffickers, these human traffickers, they're not unarmed. And as I pointed out many times, you allow the borders to be absolutely unpatrolled. You can have terrorists come across. You can have MS-13 and drug cartels come across. As DC Clothesline points out, there are monsters among us. You know, we don't have to go abroad to Syria looking for monsters to destroy. That was never American foreign policy. No, instead, what we do is we bring the monsters home. Monsters amongst us. Monsters like MS-13. Stabbed a man 100 times, decapitated him, cut out his heart, threw his body into a grave. 19-year-old, a dreamer. So he's undocumented, just like Governor Cuomo. Want to make, what does Governor Cuomo say? I am MS-13. Because that's what he's advocating. You leave the borders open, nobody can guarantee that they're safe.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we were talking about Andrew Cuomo, must point out that of the many things that he's lying about the fact that he is an undocumented immigrant, and saying, well, that's because the people who came here from Italy, they called them WAPs, that stood for without papers. That's absolutely a lie as well. Not only was he born in New York City, which means that he is not an immigrant in any way, shape, or form, but according to the online etymology dictionary, that term came from guapo, G-U-A-P-P-O. It is not an acronym that means without paper. You had people coming from all different countries. You had Irish coming here without papers. Oh, yeah. They didn't call them that. No, it came from guapo, which means a dandy, a dude, a stud. In other words, a swaggering pimp. And so I guess in that sense, he really is a guapo. He is a swaggering pimp of people coming into this country without any kind of vetting process. And if you allow that, you're going to allow MS-13 to come in. And that's what I was saying, we went to break. You know, look at the many crimes that are committed in New York, in Long Island, where my wife grew up. That county has been taken over with massive numbers of MS-13 murders. Heinous murders. People being chopped up by teenagers, chopping other teenagers up because there's a boyfriend-girlfriend issue, or because they won't join the gang, or they're part of a rival gang or so forth. One individual there who had his child chopped to pieces said, we escaped El Salvador because we wanted to get away from this. But see, if you don't vet the people coming in, if you don't have control over your border, what happens? The people you are running away from can come in just as easily or more easily than you can. And you can't escape it. And we can't escape it either right now. Most of the violence that's happening on Long Island, places like Maryland, is happening within the Hispanic community. If you care about Hispanic people, why wouldn't you want to protect them from the MS-13 gang members that victimize them? So I pointed at the outskirt of Washington, D.C., man stabbed 100 times this last November, 100 times, decapitated, had his heart cut out. They threw his body into a grave. A 19-year-old charged with a murder. Then just this last April, April 5th, we had a couple of individuals, young dreamers, torturing a 70-year-old military veteran, a retired contractor for the Naval Air Station. They wanted his bank account details and his passwords. They restrained him on the bed. This is a guy, again, who is 70 years old. They restrained him on the bed, and they beat him to get access to his financial information. Then they strangled him to death. He died of blunt force trauma and suffocation. When we look at the crimes that are happening, we just had a situation in Cancun. You had killers, gang members, doing a drive-by shooting on jet skis at tourists. I mean, this is to the point where they have killed so many people that they've killed the tourism industry in Mexico as well. A drive-by shooting at a beach filled with tourists, and these guys are on jet skis. Why is that? That's because of the war on drugs. I mean, again, we want to talk about the root cause of all this stuff. It's the war on drugs. There are more people killed in Mexico than in anywhere else other than Syria, more than in Iraq, more than in Afghanistan. But, of course, we're not allowed to use the military to protect us from these killers that we have created with the war on drugs, just as we created the death, chaos, destruction that's going on in Syria with ISIS, with our regime change policies. So, yeah, you can trace it back to our policies. Nevertheless, are we going to bring the people from Syria in without vetting them? Barack Obama not only sent people to the border, but he also sent troops abroad to fight all these different wars. And yet the places that he decided were so dangerous that we had to send American troops there, we're not allowed to vet these people to see whether or not they are peaceful or whether or not they are terrorists. And that's exactly what these people are doing to us. Yeah, we don't need to go abroad to seek monsters. They will bring them to us. And that's what they're doing. People like Andrew Cuomo. And lying to us as they do it. All right, stay with us. We'll come back. We're going to talk about gender sensors. And we'll also take your calls in this next hour. So if you want to dial in, be ready to do that. I'll give out the number on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
David Knight, and if you want to call in, we're going to open up the phone lines. I got one more topic here that I want to cover, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. If you want to talk about the Democrat strategies about George Soros spending millions of dollars through the Open Society, bragging that he's going to bring in 10 million new voters as he challenges one voter ID law after the other in state after state. And we got Arkansas, Alabama, North Carolina, Texas, all these different places. No, you can't have voter ID. Can't have a picture ID. I mean, they give you all these different categories of picture ID that are acceptable. You have to have a picture ID if you're going to fly. Why doesn't George Soros sue the TSA? You have to have a picture ID if you want to cash a check. Why is it racist to have a picture ID? And, of course, a few years ago when the NAACP was protesting that, they said that they were going to require picture IDs for the people who joined them in the protest. Yeah, how's that for hypocrisy? But this is the way this is going. Of course, the Democrats want the voters. The Republicans, like the Koch brothers, they want the cheap labor. And, you know, one of the things that I talked about earlier in the program is that projections are that by 2030, remember 2030, that magic date selected by the United Nations, the 2030 UN agenda for sustainability, that's when they're going to lock us into the cities. They're going to control our transportation. They're going to control our communication. We got China's President Xi saying the internet control is key to stability. Yes, they have to increase their grip on the internet in order to ensure broader social and economic goals are met, says their state news agency. They said without web security, there is no national security. There is no economic and social stability, and it's difficult to ensure the interests of the broader masses. No, if they don't control speech, then there is no stability for the communist dictators. For the people who want to rule over you. And that's just as true here in America as it is in China. China is the beta test for these types of control structures. And we're going to see that in some news coming up here. But as they're looking at 2030, they're saying that by 2030, of course, they've been working for a long time to try to control your ability to shoot. They're working very hard to control your ability to speak by controlling the internet. What you can read, what you can even say yourself. Even your own comments, what articles you share to people, where you can go. The Chinese double down on that. Say, we cannot let the internet become a platform for disseminating hateful information and stirring up trouble with rumors. See, that's the way they put it. Here they say, can't have it for hate speech. See, there they say, you're disseminating harmful information about who? About the government. And that's really what this all boils down to. Can't disseminate harmful information about the government. That would be hate speech. Can't stir up troubles with rumors. That would be fake news. And that's exactly what Facebook and Twitter, Google, have taken the task. They are the surrogate censors for the federal government. They are the ones who can do all this without anybody being able to complain about free speech. And as I said before, I've seen this exact tactic used to shut down third-party and independent candidates from debates. They run the debates by a private organization. And then they say, even though the third party and independent candidates had to jump through hoops that the Democrats or Republicans never have to jump through, we're not going to let them participate in the debate. And we can't say anything about it because it's being run by a group of press agencies, the so-called free press. The so-called fourth estate would be the ones who would always censor the third party and independent candidates out of the debate. So it comes as no surprise to me to see the press organizations calling for censorship of views that they don't hold. I've seen it before. I've seen it for a very long time. But by 2030, they say the richest 1% will control nearly 66% of the world's money. This is an article that's up on the Drudge Report. Yes, all the money in the world belong to them. A good example of this is Amazon, where you've got Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world, gets a total compensation of $1.68 million last year, they said. But that's really where, not where he makes his money. He makes his money on his stock options. Billions and billions there. And yet, what is the median salary at Amazon? And again, this is not the average. Remember, average is something that you take, you total up everybody's salaries, and then you divide by the number of people. And if you got somebody like Jeff Bezos, who makes a tremendous amount of money, that skews the average way up. So when they talk about wealth distribution in a country, they typically talk about the median salary, which is defined as the salary that half of the people make less than that amount of money and half of the people make more than that amount of money. That amount of money, the median salary at Amazon, where this guy is the richest man in the world, Bezos, is $28,446. That means half the people that work for Amazon make less than $28,000. That's what you're going to see everywhere. That's what you're going to see in these smart cities. That's why they want to lock you up in the smart cities. That's why they are using the technology to accumulate the wealth and concentrate the wealth and concentrate the jobs in the hands of a few people. They're looking at universal basic income to try to keep you under control. And when we look at banks like Wells Fargo, they just got fined $1 billion. One of these banks that are too big to fail, too big to jail. They just got fined $1 billion. What were they doing? They defrauded 800,000 car loan borrowers. They forced 274,000 of them into bankruptcy. Bankruptcy. They stole or repossessed 25,000 cars. So think about that. 800,000 people who borrowed from Wells Fargo for a car loan. You had more than 250,000 of them forced into bankruptcy wrongfully. They ripped off mortgage borrowers by failing to send them their paperwork until after the deadline for filing it and then fined them for not filing it on time. So they've now been fined $1 billion in a rare case there. But as things are getting worse, as the wealth is getting concentrated in the hands of fewer and fewer people, and that trend is accelerating, look at what's happening in Canada. We've got a massive escalation in the amount of loans on real estate. And this is one of the last places that people have any wealth, and that is in the equity of their homes. Loans secured by real estate hit an all-time high in February in Canada. The total balance of loans secured with real estate jumped by 7.79% compared to the same month last year. Nearly 8% jump as people are desperate right now to try to get some of the money that is equity in their home. And, of course, what is going to happen? If we have another real estate bubble burst, as we likely will, they're likely going to lose their entire home. So the total of loans secured with residential real estate for non-business purposes spiked in January in Canada. All right, let's move on to one more topic, and then we're going to go to your calls. If you want to call in, that number is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. There was a couple of things that happened over the weekend. We had Mark Dice censored by Twitter because he had the audacity to say that there's only two genders. But that's only one data point. We've got the Family Research Council. Remember, they were attacked because the Southern Poverty Law Center identified them as a hate group. Why? Because they believe that not only traditional marriage, Christian belief, that marriage is between one man and one woman. That is also a traditional belief and a traditional position of all Western civilization. As I've said before, even in Greece, where homosexuality was widely accepted, they didn't have homosexual marriage. But if you talk about marriage as being between one man and one woman. You were labeled by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. A guy went there with a gun to try to shoot them up a couple of years ago, if you remember that. He also carried in Chick-fil-A with him because, you know, that's I guess he figured that was going to get him past the door with Christians to have Chick-fil-A. Just had the New Yorker talking about how it was creepy that Chick-fil-A was infiltrating New York. I guess they're xenophobic about chicken. No more chicken in New York. But that happened there. Now they're coming after Family Research Council. They're being sued because of the information that they put out about the Defense Department saying they weren't going to have transgenders, transsexuals in the Defense Department. And so now this LGBT organization has sued them. They're having to hire lawyers to fight that frivolous lawsuit. This is the tactic of the left, but we're going to talk about the censorship of the left and the full-on, full-court press.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids. So you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. And without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake. And it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute absolute sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities. And it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As we were talking before the break, we have the twin strategies, two of the favorite strategies of the Democrats are lawsuits. The other one we're going to talk about here coming up in a moment is, of course, censorship. Censorship through social media. I want to go to Peter in Washington. He called in to talk about George Soros because, again, Soros is really kind of funding most of these lawsuits. We had Eric Holder and Barack Obama after the election. They said, well, we're going to stick around Washington. We got a lot of lawsuits that we're going to be filing. And that's what we're seeing everywhere is lawsuits. And a lot of these lawsuits are funded by George Soros. So joining us now is Peter from Washington about George Soros. Go ahead, Peter.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I got you. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yes. I was interested in who George Soros was. And from that excerpt of that interview that your boss one time played the whole thing, I saw what he was. He's an anarchist. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple. He's with the winner as long as he's a winner. Made him a great commodity trader. His intellectual mentor is Karl Popper.
Mm-hmm.
And the Popper principle is accepted generally in physics. And I'm not going to go over it, but George Soros, correct, he says it means there's no such thing as truth, and isn't it a good thing? Popper's book, Open Society's Enemies, says Plato and Aristotle were bad because they talked about morality. There's no morals, according to him. And, of course, he goes with the left naturally. You know, Joseph Stalin's first essay was Anarchism, Ili Socialism, in which he said he likes anarchism, but it couldn't organize like socialism. Well, he can. George Soros can do this due to modern communications.
Yeah.
He is an anarchist. That is who he is.
That's
and
right. Yeah.
I don't know whether that's
and he can make a lot of money
or not.
He can make a lot of money by destroying systems. I mean, this is a guy who broke the Bank of England, and
like
so many of these investors, they can make tremendous amounts of money whether the market is going up or going down. What they want is volatility. They want things changing. And somebody who has political aspirations as well as financial aspirations like George Soros, he wants to destroy society so he can then rebuild them with himself at the top, because he's going to make all the money as everything is collapsing because he started the collapse, and then he's going to have himself in a great position at the top of it. But in the meantime, every one of his policies here, the open society policy, is set up to destroy national sovereignty. Once you level everybody, then it becomes very easy for the elites to establish a global governance. In order to have a global governance, you have to destroy the individual sovereignty, the local government structures that are in place. You can't have all those local government structures in place and still have a global governance. Are you there?
Yes,
okay, I think
I am.
Okay, go ahead. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Peter?
Well, except that I think that's his nature to be an anarchist.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he really is.
Yeah.
And you find that, you know, in the Libertarian Party, they ran against Reagan in 1980, and they ran against Trump in 2016. That is the nature of the anarchist. And the socialist is related to the anarchist, because Karl Marx said in the higher stages of communism, there will be the withering away of the state.
So well, I would make a distinction between libertarians and anarchists. I know that you have some minarchists there in the Libertarian Party, and they say they want minimal government. The reason that they're doing that,
I mean,
the libertarians are trying to maximize individual liberty. And I don't see that as, I see that as distinct from anarchy, because the founders of this country wanted to maximize individual liberty. They saw the legitimate function of government as protecting individual liberty, life, and property. And so that's a different thing than anarchy. Anarchy is the absence of government. Or you could say that it is the presence of multiple governments all fighting each other for the multiple power centers, which is, I think, really what George Soros is trying to do.
Yeah, well, I would say that the libertarian anarchists are the, to borrow a phrase from George Bush Sr., are the kinder, gentler version of anarchism, and the other one is the other one. Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we can always take any philosophy to the extreme.
We don't 100% agree, but we're probably about 87% in agreement. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Yeah, that's a, you can always take any philosophy to the extreme. I mean, you take populism, for example. We talk about economic populism, but of course it can also devolve into a kind of hyper nationalism and terms of authoritarianism. So anything like that can go one way. That's why it's important to try to look beyond labels. And I think that the North Star, certainly the North Star for Americans, has always been individual liberty. And whatever labels you want to put on it, I don't call myself a libertarian anymore. I stopped calling myself Big L Libertarian a long time ago because of my disagreements with the Libertarian Party. But it's been so tainted by this last election and the policies of Gary Johnston. I mean, Johnson, we need to probably come up with another name again for people who support individual liberty. You know, it used to be a liberal. It used to mean that liberal used to mean people who wanted liberty. And then the socialists, the progressives, stole that label because it was a great label. People honor, you know, to support individual liberty is the high ground. And even Reagan, when he talked about it, he said, well, we're not left or right, but whether or not we're going to go down or up. And basically echoing the Nolan chart that was created by one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, where they take the left-right orientation. So you want economic freedom, you want personal freedom, whatever. And then rotate that 45 degrees, so you've got a left-right spectrum there. At the bottom, where you got no freedom at all, the bottom of that diamond was authoritarianism. At the top was libertarianism. A libertarian is what I use on Twitter, because I think we need to get beyond the idea of libertarian. A lot of people back in the day, you know, most people think they know what libertarian means right now, but it used to be you'd say, well, we're libertarians. Oh, you're liberal. No, well, not in the sense that you mean it. We're not progressive socialists. That's what they thought. So all these different labels, they morph around. The key thing, folks, the true north is to maximize liberty. And as you look at that chart, that means the top. It's just like your compass. The top, what are you doing to maximize individual liberty? And you can look at each and every policy along those lines and not get caught up in a political label, not get caught up in a political party, not get caught up with an individual, just like we saw those people saying, well, I don't like sending troops to the border. Well, did you realize that Obama did it? Well, I'm sure that he had a good reason, but Trump doesn't. So it's that kind of blind loyalty to an individual, to a party, that is really the danger to our liberty. So you look at every one of these things in terms of its policy. Before we go to some other callers here, I want to talk about the other tool besides the lawsuits that are funded by Soros, besides these non-governmental organizations that are funded by George Soros. On the other side of the break, I want to talk a little bit about this transgenderism, transsexualism. This is something that has been developing for quite some time. And they're now going from push to shove. They're getting pretty rough with this. They're censoring people. They're also filing lawsuits, censoring people on social media, censoring college students in college classes, if you say that there are only two genders. And one of these college kids was actually in a Christianity class and got thrown out because he said there's two genders in a Christianity class. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going to our callers in just a second. If you want to call in, that number is 888-201-2244. I'm going to talk to Michelle in New Jersey. She wants to talk about education. Let's educate you a little bit about what's going on right now. As I said before, we've got the activists, the LGBT activists, the transgender activists are now going from push. They've been pushing this quite some time, and now they're getting to the shove state. That's what they're doing now with lawsuits that they're filing against people and censorship. And this is kind of interesting what happened to Mark Dice on Twitter. He was talking about Facebook, and you know, Facebook is keeping a little bit of a low profile right now. Zuckerberg is, I guess, because of all the attention that he's been getting in Washington. He's got to back it off a little bit. But Mark Dice, and of course, he's no stranger to those of you who listen to InfoWars, who play his Man on the Street pieces all the time. He had a tweet that said 58 different genders wasn't inclusive enough for Facebook. So now instead of picking from a list of options, that section is a fill in the blank. The company is embracing mental illness on a massive scale, hashtag Zuckerberg. So he puts that criticism of Facebook and the insanity of the transgender agenda out there. He puts that on Twitter, and Twitter comes back at him because he has some guy named Davin comes back and says, are you calling gender identity a mental illness? The fact that you're able to tweet this explicative is proof enough that there's no liberal social media bias. Oh, but then they prove that there is media bias in Twitter sphere. He said, yeah, I am saying that it is mental illness, all except for two of them. Yes. In other words, two gender identities. And so soon after that exchange, he said his response disappeared from his Twitter feed, and he announced via Facebook, he had to go to Facebook, that Twitter had suspended his account until he agreed to delete the tweet. He said, they locked me out of my account until I agree that what I said was wrong. Well, he wasn't wrong. I tweeted that out and I said, well, it is mental illness according to the American Pediatric Society. And here's a quote from the American Pediatric Society. They said, sexuality is objective, biological, binary. What does binary mean? That means two. Objective as opposed to subjective. And it is biological as opposed to mental. The American American Pediatric Society says sexuality is objective, biological, and binary. And they also pointed out that forcing this agenda of gender fluidity and gender confusion on children results in a 20-fold increase in suicide rates. They're pushing mental illness on people, and it is a mental illness condition. As this article on LifeSite News points out, transsexualism, or gender identity disorder, is a category of mental illness that has long appeared in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association. So both the psychiatrists and the pediatricians, the child doctors, warn about this. The current edition of the manual of the American Psychiatric Association says change the name of the condition from transsexualism to gender dysphoria, but the criteria for the condition remains the same. And it is still the subject of psychiatric treatment. So it is mental illness. You know, there aren't 58 different genders. There are two. But if you say that in a college class, you will be thrown out, as this student was at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. And I looked at this on Indiana University of Pennsylvania. I had them look at Indiana, Pennsylvania is a town. And so this is the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Not Indiana Jones, but Indiana, Pennsylvania. But these people are the raiders of the lost civilization. That's true. They're coming after the truth and they're trying to steal it. This was a religious studies major, and he was barred from a Christianity class at Indiana University of Pennsylvania for saying in the class that there were two genders. There was a, he's a senior at the university. He was silenced and punished by Professor Allison Downey. This was reported by Fox News for questioning her during a February the 28th Christianity 481 Self, Sin, and Salvation lecture. This woman showed a 15-minute TED talk by a transgender ex-pastor, Paula Stone Williams. And the professor asked the women in the class to share their thoughts. No women in the class said anything, so this guy, Lake Engel is his name, spoke up. He told the class that the official view of biologists is that there are only two genders. And again, that is the official view of the American Pediatric Society. Sexuality is objective, biological, and binary. And if you are a Christian, you have a higher authority which says male and female, he created them. It's just that simple. So what are they even talking about here in a Christianity class in a Pennsylvania university thing? But the feminist professor, when he had the audacity in a Christianity class to say there's two genders, male and female, threw him out of the class, told him not to come back, referred him to the public university's academic integrity board. Academic integrity? What? kind of integrity is this? This is a violation of free speech. It's a violation of the free exercise of religion. And it is a repudiation of the supposed study of Christianity. I mean, if you're going to, are you going to have any discussion of what Christianity is in a Christianity class? Why do they even have that then? And she said, they said that the provost told him, you are barred from attending this class in accordance with the classroom disruption policy. Oh, he didn't disrupt the classroom. He disrupted her propaganda. And then here's another example. We've got a lesbian soldier aching for a lawsuit at Fort Bragg. This is the special warfare education group. This is the special forces people at Fort Bragg. The U.S. Army has been warned, this is from WND, has been warned that punishing a Christian chaplain for following military law that requires him to adhere to the tenets of the religious organization that sponsors him. So basically, if you're going to be a chaplain, and you're going to be a chaplain representing Christianity, or representing Judaism, or representing Islam, you have to be faithful to the tenets of that religion that you supposedly represent. That is a requirement. And so they had a class that was about marriage. And this is a Christian pastor who is doing it, part of the Southern Baptist Convention. And this lesbian soldier wanted to get into the class. Now, she applied after the class had been closed, demanded to get in, made so much trouble that they threw other people out of the class to make way for her, put her in the class, still wasn't good enough for her. She still filed a suit against this. She has complained about the chaplain's actions and has set up an investigator to have him disciplined because he acted on his Christian beliefs as is required by the requirements of a chaplain, that you abide by that. This is where, what we're seeing everywhere. One more example. California. Democrats in California have passed a bill in the assembly that would ban the sale of books that would express Christian beliefs about sexual morality. And that would extend to the Bible, according to the LA Times. They ask, one key part of the debate centers on whether this assembly bill would stretch beyond businesses that charge for these programs and extend to printed documents, even the Bible. This is the, and by the way, if you have any questions about the California Democrats, remember that they banned, they tried three times to abolish God from their official political platform. Three times. And this was a vote of 50-18. It wasn't even close in California to seek to eliminate the sale or lease of goods or services to any consumer. And that would include printed books and include Bible. That promotes sexual orientation change efforts with an individual. So if you have a Bible that seeks to reduce sexual attractions between individuals of the same sex, that would be banned in California. In the same way that the Chinese communist dictator says that his greatest threat right now and a national security threat, a severe national security threat, are Christian churches. I've said many times that China is the beta test for tyranny. And once they test it in China, you can bet that some California Democrats are going to bring it here to the U.S. This is the coming persecution, and it's already here, folks. It's already begun. All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to be all about your calls. We'll be right back.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm
so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's MycoZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in MycoZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime wolves. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go right to your calls in just 1 second. Before we do, real quickly, we're going to go to Michelle in New Jersey. She wants to talk about education. Before we do, real quickly, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program, helps to keep us independent. And we have several specials right now focused around Super Male Vitality. If you can get, Super Male Vitality by itself for 50% off, or you can get it in combination with a couple of other products, and the combos are 50% off. So you can get Super Male Vitality with the Real Red Pill, those two together, 50% off. Or you can get Super Male with Alpha Power, 50% off. Or you can just get Super Male by itself. Also, we have a 3 month survival food supply. And if you buy that, you get a free Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter. So a 3 month supply of food that is storable for 25 years, all made in the USA, non-GMO, great packaging, and will last for 25 years, and you get a free gravity feed water filter, large water filter. That's the large size here, the Alexa Pure Pro, for free when you get that 3 month supply. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's go to our callers now. Let's start with Michelle in New Jersey. Go ahead, Michelle. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, David.
Hi.
We have a big problem with our liberty here as parents. We are losing educational liberty, which is where the parent decides the education and the path for their children. The school choice initiative is where the government makes the educational decisions for the student. Personalized learning is the latest push in the transformation of education. And what parents don't realize is Facebook, for instance, is in our classrooms. They're data mining our children. They're also giving curriculum through the internet. It's a digital curriculum product. And the problem with that is parents can't go into a school and say, I want to see the content that my child is going to be taught.
There's no textbook for them to look at when they bring it home.
Yeah, they're not bringing books home now, right?
But
now they're hosting this content on the web, okay? Summit Learning is the company that Zuckerberg Chan Initiative has in schools right now throughout the nation being tested. Parents are pushing it out. They're rebelling.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is a book, the content doesn't change with a click of a mouse. With the internet, it does.
Yeah,
and
that's a very good point.
Personalized learning sounds good, but it's not. It's really not personalized learning. What it's doing is, with algorithms, it's creating the content that the child sees next based on algorithms and data history. But
so basically, if your kid is not buying into the... So if your kid's not buying into that agenda, they might lean on them a little bit more heavily to push a political agenda on them. And that's really that's really scary, because I've known for a long time. I mean, anybody that looks at this, my wife has a master's degree in education. She taught in school. Both she and I went through school, but it has become very weaponized propaganda, and no more so than this type of, quote unquote, personalized curriculum that they've got now. Being able to change this stuff on the fly to various students. This is very concerning. And we have to go back and take a look at this and really, I think, rethink. I don't know what you think the solution is, Michelle, but I think that the solution is to stop this centralized control of education. It's been moving in that direction for a very long time. We haven't had local control of education for a very long time. They took it away from parents at a local level. They took it to the county, then to the state level, then to the federal level. And these are agendas that are being pushed by the UN as well when they talk about introducing transgender fluidity to kindergarten students. That's coming from the United Nations.
Another thing, David, that people do not realize, parents do not realize with this personalized learning push, is you're going to hear that the state assessments are going away or being reduced. With personalized learning, what it means is children are constantly going to have assessments and remediation online. So it's more screens, removing the human face-to-face interaction with teachers and students. It's isolating to children. It causes anxiety and other issues. So now something that I haven't really seen in the news recently is Pearson actually admitted they were asking psychological questions in some of their assessments to unbeknown to the students and parents.
That's why we have to understand what the real purpose of education is. It's not to teach Johnny to read and write. It is to manipulate these kids. And so, you know, you look at this, it's like an AI curriculum that is constantly adjusting and interacting with the kids and constantly morphing. But instead of it being artificial intelligence, it's artificial indoctrination and manipulation, psychological manipulation.
Yes, it used to be back years ago when Anita Hope filed her lawsuit, they used to call it the affective domain. It's the attitudes, behaviors, beliefs, and opinions of children or humans. Right now it's called social emotional learning.
Yeah. It's very, very concerning. And you know, when we go back and we look at the, you know, Charlotte Isserby, Phyllis Schlafly talked about the deliberate dumbing down of America. Charlotte Isserby went to the Department of Education and tried to help shut that down. That's what President Reagan had promised when he ran. It had just been created by the previous president, Carter. It should have been shut down. The federal government should have no role. And here's the dangerous thing. Many times people, whether they're conservative or liberal, but, you know, the conservatives for the longest time, they pushed education and more centralized government control of education because they said, well, we want to make the kids think like we want the kids to think. And what happened was, is that if you have the structure there, a centralized structure to control the way kids think, then it can easily just flip like that from a conservative agenda to a liberal agenda. And that's what we have right now. And so the question is who's going to control the agenda? You've got to get rid of that control structure. And I don't know any way that that's going to happen except by individual parents taking back the responsibility for their children's education by getting them out. Because my wife taught in school, because we went through school, as soon as the window, the possibility of opening up, for home education, we said we're never going to put we never put any of our three kids in a government school. Not one day. Because I didn't want anybody controlling them or manipulating them psychologically.
The only way that we were seeing we could actually control it and have your children in school is to say no to technology.
Yeah.
But they're making it impossible now with, yes, the states, the legislators are starting to pass laws where you have to have that data mining, which means you have to have electronics to collect data. So parents are no longer going to be able to put their foot down and say, no, I do not want my child on any electronics. I want pen and paper.
They're taking it to a whole new level of weaponization. That's absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes.
That's very important for people to know. And I want to get to some of our other callers who've been holding for a while. Let's go to Craig in New Mexico. You want to talk about President Trump? Go ahead.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I'm a long time, over 10 years, InfoWars listener.
Life
member of Gun Owners of America and the National Rifle Association. In 2011, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis after a cascade of symptoms. I was given an ineffective steroid regimen and then was essentially asked to become a guinea pig for the pharmaceutical company on new MS drugs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At that point, I opted out to become I moved from New York to New Mexico to become a medical cannabis patient here. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been very concerned about some of the rhetoric from Jeff Sessions, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that we should all commend Donald Trump, President Trump, on his pledge to Senator Cory Gardner from Colorado that he would respect the 9th and 10th Amendment as regards to medical and recreational cannabis. But if we really want to hold Trump's feet to the fire, we need to review question 11E of the background check form, the NICS check form. Question 11E originally stated, are you an unlawful user or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic, drug, or any other controlled substance?
Very good point, Craig. And I talked about it earlier in the broadcast that they just had a court case go up for appeal, and the court said no. This lady who has a medical marijuana card, she's not going to be allowed to get a gun because she's getting something that is still federally prohibited. That is the core issue. Thank you so much for pointing that out. I wish we had more time, but that's all the time we have today. Thank you all for joining us. I'm David Knight.